This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. One more thought on Washington. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
So, Todd, apparently there is an agreement now on the defense authorization bill, but within that bill, a couple of controversial provisions. Explain.
Well, John, the House and Senate, and indeed the whole Congress, have been debating for months the DOD authorization bill. It's been a bit of a mess. We don't have to get into why. You can probably figure out a lot of it yourself, spending and other things. But the issue of military sexual assault, of course, has been a giant issue in the media, in the military, on this show, as several senators, including Senator Kristen Gillibrand and others, have tried to raise new standards. John, there were 3,553 reports of sexual assault between July 2012 and July of 2013 in the military. That's a 43% increase from the year before. Nobody knows if that's even a good estimate because, of course, most or many of the cases don't go reported at the same time.
And that's part of the controversy. The question is, does this come outside of the chain of command or stay within the chain of command in terms of oversight? And the Gillibrand bill was one view, but there are a lot of people, including the head of the Defense Armed Services Committee, who takes another view of all of that. How did it shake out?
Yeah, that's true. So you got an agreement between the leaders on this issue because they ran out of time to pass a bill. The result, Gillibrand was out of the discussion, and there's a new discussion out. Now, they have a lot of new standards, however, that are in this bill, not the Gillibrand standard. But here's Senator Carl Levin. He's of Michigan. He's talking about the UCMJ here, the Uniform Code of Military Justice. That's military law for service members. Talking about one of the provisions in the new standards, and we'll talk about some others. Listen.
The threat of retaliation has been one of the reasons why victims do not report the assaults or the improper contacts or sexual behavior. So we make in this bill now that's going to be introduced in the next couple of days in the House and then hopefully get to the Senate, retaliation is a crime under the UCMJ.
A crime, meaning if a senior officer retaliates against someone who reports a sexual assault under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, that's now a crime, according to this. But this falls short of the toughness of the language of some of the real advocates of dealing with the sexual assault issue.
Well, it does. Senator Gillibrand and others wanted military prosecutors, not commanders, to decide who gets prosecuted, which complaints are taken seriously or seriously enough to proceed with a court-martial or other military discipline. That's not in here because Levin and many other senators on the Senate Armed Services Committee and the House counterpart really took their cues from the brass here at the Pentagon, who wanted to keep this process in the chain of command to say unit cohesion is at stake if commanders still don't have complete control over the troops. But we should say, even though Gillibrand lost on that factor, there are a lot of other things that this agreement does if it's accepted by the House and Senate, and we'll see if people vote for this. Commanders can't dismiss anymore a finding by a jury in a court-martial. Used to be a commander could do that. They can't anymore in the case of military sexual assault. Victims can request a transfer or a relocation if they accuse another member in their unit or on their base of a sexual assault. It eliminates a five-year statute of limitations where alleged perpetrators could get out from under a charge before. There are new minimum sentencing guidelines. And also, if you're convicted of a sexual assault under these provisions, you're out. Dishonorable discharge from the military.
But still, it's so interesting, a theme today in this program. The military sort of dictating to Congress what it wants, getting its way. Security establishment doing the same to the White House and the Senate Intelligence Committee. One final detail. There's a Gitmo detail in this bill before we go.
The bill, John, includes provisions for relocating detainees who are released from Gitmo only to other countries. That old debate about interning them here or trying them in the United States explicitly forbids any of those detainees at Gitmo, if they're released, from coming to the United States.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure.